I find the report rather disappointing and marked by a number of sweeping generalisations, which I really don't accept. It's worth remembering that the organisation behind this report, Landmine Action, doesn't actually do any mine clearance itself. It's purely a lobbying organisation, and if it spent more time in the field looking at the work of organisations like the one that I'm involved with, the Mines Advisory Group, rather than writing reports, then it would see the real benefits of the work that's taking place around the world. To take Iraq, for example, the country that's in the headlines at the moment, more than 1 million pieces of unexploded ordnance and landmines have been cleared since the end of the war by the Mines Advisory Group. And so to say that Mine Action has been unacceptably poor and has failed to address the needs of the people it affects simply isn't the case.